You're listening to SBS News.
The guidelines were designed by the Australian Human Rights Commission, Sport Australia and the Coalition of Major Professional and Participation Sports in consultation with governments, player associations, legal advisers and athletes. They aim to make organisations aware of their legal obligations to be inclusive under the Sex Discrimination Act 1984 and make suggestions on how to create and maintain inclusive environments. Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins says sport is for everyone.
There's been this increasing interest from organisations in understanding how to be more inclusive and guidance on what the laws say. These are important because access to sport is a human right for everyone. Really important for social, mental and physical health.
Sport Australia CEO Kate Palmer explains further.
It's really around how do we make sure that we stand up and we be strong and proactive leaders against behaviours and attitudes that are just no longer acceptable in society. These guidelines, it means our society will be healthier and happier.
It comes after statutory body Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission launched similar guidelines last year in Victoria. Ryan Storr is the director and co-founder of LGBTIQ+ sport charity Proud to Play, which was involved in creating the national guidelines. He hopes the guidelines will help inspire change.
Trans and gender diverse inclusion is quite a complex topic. It's not to say that it doesn't need to be addressed, but this is a good first step on that journey. There is a long way to go and there is a lot of work to do. And we think this is a really great foundation to give sports the opportunity to engage in the space.
Dr. Storr says elite sport is becoming a platform to target the transgender community. Tennis champion Martina Navratilova, widely considered one of the best female players of all time, earlier this year called the participation of trans women in elite female sport cheating. Closer to home, headlines were made in 2017 when Hannah Mounsey was ruled ineligible by the AFL for selection in the 2018 AFLW draft. The player accused the AFL of poor treatment and putting its corporate image above all other considerations. Dr. Storr says the more local and grassroots organisations look at the new guidelines, the faster discrimination will change.
Sport is one avenue that has been targeted, especially around trans women in sport. At the elite level of toxic debate, to have an impact on young people entering sport, because if they're seeing that there's exclusion happening, it doesn't set a very good precedent. So it's really important that we get this community level right, because at the end of the day, that's where participation happens.
The new guidelines can be viewed on Sport Australia's website. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.